There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Saturday night, and it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Number again, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Hour number two is underway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep on keeping on with this conversation because all the phone lines are lit up.
Yeah, people are, they're puzzled and perplexed and passionate about this, as they should be, because I don't know of anything that's more personal and passionate than law enforcement in your own private community.
Yep.
Like, I want my cops to know in the town I live in, I love you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that you're there every single day.
And I feel the same way. And when you pull me over, I didn't do it.
I don't know that we can always be certain that that's the case.
Yeah. But one can hope.
Because even I've been pulled over and I actually had done it.
Right.
Which is why I said, you know, speeding on the... A lot of us think, oh, well, you know, if, for instance, Mr. Garner, if he'd just, you know, not been selling his Lucy cigarettes, he'd be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that case is that simple. So I understand the need to have the conversation and to have conversation with folks about what law enforcement and race and how they intersect and what happens. I don't think the deaths of either of those two men ultimately were determined by the race, by their race.
No.
I think it was determined by a series of events that unfortunately in both cases turned out badly for them. But what we're talking about tonight is Mayor de Blasio has come out and just basically said, look, yeah, we had to teach our black son how to, quote, talk to the police so that he didn't get profiled and, like, not act a certain, quote, certain way and all these other things. And the Police Benevolent Association said, why are you throwing your own police force under the... under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are on the New York Police Department payroll? 40-something thousand? It's a huge department.
Yeah.
Obviously the biggest in America. But that's a lot of people that we're depending upon every day to keep the peace and keep rule of law
and
going.
And they don't have an easy job.
It's the most incredibly difficult job I can imagine, because you walk into a situation and you do not know every second of the day if this guy is a good guy or a bad guy, or if that guy's a good guy or a bad guy. And, you know, there's been times when I've stepped up to ask a police officer a question. He'll give me the up and down, like, what are you talking to me for?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be a little suspicious. You should be on guard. This is New York. This is post 9/11. We've got a lot of things to worry about in this city.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. But if you're in other parts of the country tonight, and you're not related to the NYPD particularly, if this happened to your police department, would you blame them for saying to a mayor that had kind of thrown him under the bus, I don't want you coming to my funeral in case I'm killed in the line of duty? Because that's what now the police officers are saying to the mayor and to the city council speaker of the city council, Melissa Mark Viverito. Let's go to line one. Mel's calling from Brooklyn, listening to AM 970 on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi, Mel.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
We're doing
great
well.
Great program.
Thank you.
First of all, to answer the question that right before the break you had, is a mayor ever allowed to criticize a police department? And the mayor is allowed to criticize certain police officers for wrongdoing, because that should be the case at any job, in any position, anywhere. However, every time if there's two or three cops who do something wrong to keep on talking about the police department and the police department. That's how he's throwing them under the bus. As you said, there's close to 40,000 people on the police department payroll. And because of one action in Staten Island to keep on saying how bad the police department is very wrong from the mayor. My son is a police officer, and he did sign, or at least he tells me he's signing it. If today or tomorrow he is going to sign that petition, and he says most of the people that he works with agree with that also.
Wow.
And they say because they feel very hurt that they do not feel there is a support from this mayor. And now, again, it does not have to be blind support, but...
Fair. It should just be fair.
It's just the whole department. Who is supporting? Who is defending the mayor? I mean, protecting the mayor, as one could say. He's only relying on the police department for him and his family. Mm. And he has no problem with that, having police department of people driving him around Gracie Mansion, around City Hall, and then to just blankly criticize them is very wrong.
All right. Mel, good thoughts. Appreciate your call, and tell your son that we appreciate his service.
Thank you very much. I know you two do.
All right.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you. Let's go to line two. Jan is in Nassau County from Strong Island. Mr. Baldwin's more familiar with that part of the area than I am, but Jan, we're glad you're with us.
Yeah, I'm glad I heard your show tonight, and I have to say that the man that called two calls before the break.
Yes.
He was a police officer or a detective one time.
No, Gino was a probationary officer. Okay, gotcha.
I agreed with everything he had to say.
Oh.
I've heard him before, and he gives me hope that maybe all's not lost when people actually think like that and aren't afraid to express themselves.
Hmm.
And they're not being politically correct. They're saying what they feel and what they believe. And I think we need to have more of that. Forget about the silent majority baloney.
Mm.
The silent majority is going to wind up sucker punched beyond belief unless they start opening their mouths. Now, as far as whether that the petition is a good petition or not, I think they have every right to write before anything bad like that would happen to them. That they are requesting the mayor not to show up at their funeral because they don't feel that he's supporting them while they're alive. They feel he's just disrespecting them. And I think they have every right to request that and sign a petition, a personal petition, saying that they don't want him to show up.
But Jan, let me ask you this question.
In the line of duty.
Right. Of course they have the right, Jan. But my question is, don't you just think it's just going to make things worse?
I don't think things could be any worse than they are right now.
Wow.
Hmm.
That's quite a statement. And, you know, and thank you, Jan, for the call. What's interesting about that, she says, I don't think it can be any worse.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Eric Garner thing happen on the heels of Ferguson. Couldn't have been more, you know, cue ball to the eight ball to the pocket. I mean, mm-hmm. It was just right in line with it. And yet, I go back to this. You look at how the city of New York handled our protests, and that was all NYPD.
Mm-hmm.
We had some traffic shutdowns. We had some people that were angry. We had some, and they expressed themselves, and they marched, and they went all over the city. And they may still be doing it. I'm not sure. We were in the different part of the country for the last couple of days. But at the end of the day, I thought, you know, they're taking it on the chin here. People are, like, just clocking them, like, you know, rhetorically in the press conferences. And here they are showing up, badge on, smile on their face, doing what they got to do to make sure that the city goes forward and moves forward. And I thought, that is such an incredible statement about their professionalism, that there's not a personal vendetta involved here. And then, you know, to hear the mayor's comments, extremely disappointing. I don't think that I personally have a problem with the petition, but I think your question is an interesting one from this standpoint. If it does go too far, for them to make a strong statement like this, then how do they ever get to make their point made to the a mayor? Because I think this mayor is a little bit unhinged when it comes to this whole subject matter. I think he's just been way reactionary and not very thoughtful. And that's a bad combination in my book in terms of leadership.
No, go ahead.
No, that's it. That was my only thought. So let's go to line three. Carlos is in the Bronx, also listening on AM 970. Carlos, welcome.
How are you doing?
What's your thought?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think the NYPD, they do a great job, and they don't get the credit that they deserve, especially by the media. You know, the media is very negative about the NYPD and other police departments around the country.
Yeah, this whole thing, thank you, Carlos, for the call. The degree of the rhetoric from the president in particular about law enforcement and ethnic communities and their inability to work together, I thought, am I living unlike in the 1960s, like when he was talking? It really did come off as a different era. Stay with us. It's Baldo McCullough from New York.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Number's 888-340-3373. Most of the phone lines are all lit up again.
Yeah, and let me just throw this in there, because we're hearing a lot of from New York people, but if you're listening in any other part of the country tonight, the question to you is similar to our New York listeners, but it is this. If this did occur to your police department, would you be okay if your police department said to your mayor, I get killed in the line of duty, don't come to my funeral? If you're going to speak badly about us to the public, don't come to my funeral if I'm killed in the line of duty. That's what the NYPD's Police Benevolent Association, the union, is encouraging their members to do. I just spoke with an auxiliary police officer in the break, and he said, you know, if I was a member of the NYPD full time, I'd probably do the same thing.
Hmm.
This is a relevant question. To what degree does a mayor harm his police department, who, as our last caller pointed out, is responsible for his very security?
Right.
Like, I would just think a little longer, mm-hmm. Bill, before you start talking. I mean, that's become my life lesson. Think more, talk less.
Yeah.
It will work out better in the end. Let's take some calls. 888-340-3373. The NYPD are signing a statement that says the following. I, fill in the blank, as a New York City police officer, request that Mayor Bill de Blasio and City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito refrain from attending my funeral services in the event that I'm killed in the line of duty. Due to the mayor and the speaker's consistent refusal to show police officers the support and the respect that they deserve, I believe that their attendance at my funeral would be an insult to the officer's memory and sacrifice. And then there's a place for the signature.
Wow.
And we just heard from a father of an NYPD officer who says his son's going to sign it on Monday. I mean, this is real. 888-340-3373. Well, it all started in Staten Island. Let's go there. Listening to AM 970, The Answer in New York, Frankie on line one. Hi, Frankie.
Yeah, hi, Mr. McCullough. How are you, sir? Good evening.
Thank you. Good to have you with us.
This is the first time that I come on the air, but I'm a little bit sad because, you know what? The NYPD, it's a good force, very respectable force. But you know what? The only problem that the force has here is this guy, Patrick Lynch, obnoxious, racist. He's the one because he doesn't represent the NYPD. And first of all, those two callers that were from the Bronx talking about the mayor's family, that's wrong. You don't speak about the mayor's family. We're not talking about to watch somebody else's family. This is about this guy, president, doing a letter to write for these officers to put this letter. And I'm going to tell you right now, I hope the command centers, these lieutenants, sergeants, who signed this letter, if they sign this letter, they're going to have a lot of problems because you know what? They don't do that. This guy, Patrick Lynch, he's a racist. He's the one that has to be fired. He doesn't belong there. Making all these officers to write this letter, come on, that's going to be a problem.
Frankie, let me ask you a question because you're doing what you just criticized Gino and the lady of doing. Now, I thought Gino took unnecessary pot shots at the mayor's family. He called them the Adams family and the Munsters and all that. Right. I don't think you ever get anywhere by demeaning the person that you have the disagreement with. So I'm with you. Hold on. So what I'm saying is I agree with you on that point. But now you're coming on saying that the guy that runs the police union is a racist and that the officers are going to have a lot of problems if they sign this. What if the officers, forget the leader of the union for a second. What if the officers feel, honestly, and they show up every day and they do their work. The NYPD that I see every day shows up every day. Mm-hmm. They do their work every day. They keep the city safe every single day. I don't see officers creating problems. I see officers doing their job faithfully. So what if they feel like the mayor did throw them under the bus? You think this is going too far in giving their response like this?
Well, I don't think the mayor throw them under the bus. The mayor has the responsibility to say his opinion. He said there's got to be investigations going on. He didn't say anything about the NYPD. We know, listen, Mr. McCullough, we know there's some lousy police officers out there. You know it, I know it. Listen, I carried a uniform at one time, but you know what? When Mr. Kelly was the commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, there was a lot of supervisors. They wrote a letter against Mr. Kelly. You know what happened? They all got transferred. A lot of them got fired. A lot of them quit. Why? Because they wrote a letter against the commissioner. Now, his officers, if they don't like their job, listen, get out and get another job. But you know what? You're paid to do a job. You're not there because they put you there and you have to be there. It's not like the United States Armed Forces that you signed a contract for 4 years and you're there. No, you're the police officer. They're paying you. They got good benefits. And this is one of the best forces that I've seen.
I hear what you're saying, and I thank you for the call. And, Stephen, he just hit on the point that is my biggest fear in all of this.
Go ahead.
You have people say, you don't like it? You don't like the way the mayor talks to you? Go get a different job. You know what that says to the NYPD? We don't appreciate you. Hmm. You're not welcomed. Go do something else. You know what that turns into? Fewer enrollments of active officers. You know what that turns into? Less enforcement in the neighborhoods, some of the neighborhoods that are most impacted by the racial tension.
Mm-hmm.
What that turns into? Less safe streets, less safe communities. So if the attitude of the culture of the city, of all those of us that live and breathe New York, if our opinion turns into, you don't like it? Get out.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if they do? That's my question. They end up leaving. What do you do then? There was a protester in Ferguson. I forget her name. She was a major leader of one of the protests. She's standing out there. Cops are pigs. They all should be shot. Get out of town, copper. We don't want you. You're nothing but pigs. Blah, blah, blah. Her car gets stolen while she's at that rally. Now who do you call?
Right. Ghostbusters.
Well, the point being, look, we got to find, if there are bad apples, we have to be diligent to find them, because we can't have people being abused and killed because of an abuse of power. That would always be wrong. But my fear is that all of this rhetorical fear-mongering that the president and the mayor have engaged in is going to turn into what Frankie's bottom line is. Mm-hmm. You don't like it? Get out. Get out. We don't need you. Get out. We don't need the cops. If you don't like the job, just get out of here. Well, that's not gonna work out well for us, I don't think.
No, I agree. I agree.
All right, let's go to line three. Ed is in New York. Hi, Ed.
All right, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I spent 40 years in a department. I retired as a captain. And I have to say, I've been listening to this nonsense for 2 weeks, and it's just driving me crazy. The police are really not fighting back the way they should. I worked around when John Lindsay was the mayor, and I thought he was bad. This guy is a John Lindsay, only not as smart. I just can't get over his behavior toward the police. And what's going to happen eventually is the police are going to say, you know what, why should I stick my neck out? I have a family, and maybe I have children. I'm not going to do anything, and I'm going to just be laid back, and then crime will go way up. And then I'll start screaming, where are the police?
Ed, that's my biggest fear, and I love our city too much to even hope that that's the turnout. I hope that we can cut all this off before we get to that point. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough live.
And we're both alive.
Live, alive. Number's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Again, talking about Mayor de Blasio here in New York being uninvited to the future funerals of the NYPD. It's their way of basically showing their discontent with their feelings.
That's a very polite way of putting it.
Yeah.
I think it's their way of sticking their fingers in the mayor's eyes, but you said to express their discontent.
I'm trying to sound like a professional.
No, you're doing a great job.
But we're going to go right to line one. Frank in Des Moines, Iowa, you're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Go ahead.
Well, to answer your basic question, the NYPD is perfectly justified in feeling the way they do because de Blasio, I just don't think, knows what he's doing. But I'd like to offer you guys another angle and point of view on this whole thing from Trayvon Martin to Garner to Ferguson to whatever.
Okay.
The black community, the young black man in the black community since the 1960s, going back to Malcolm X and later on with Louis Farrakhan, they have been conditioned and indoctrined to believe that the justice system in this country is fundamentally biased against them. So when things like this happen, facts never really matter in the case.
Mm.
Then you got guys like Al Sharpton, the race merchants of the world, who come in at an inopportune time and stir the pot even further. And these are almost hopeless situations. This has been going on for almost 60 years,
right.
And it might take 100 years or more to turn it back. And that's if you can get Sharpton and those like him to shut their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Frank, I was just talking with some of our staff during the break. You know, everybody wants, particularly in the Sharpton camp, they want to encode some sort of law that prevents this from happening again. Okay, so their action is always, well, we need to draw up a law. We need to make a new law. And this is fundamentally a people problem. You can't fix laws. You can't fix people with laws.
Right.
It requires relationships. It requires people moving into community with one another. Thanks for the call, Frank. I was talking with Dr. A.R. Bernard, who's the leading mega pastor in New York City, mm-hmm. pastor of the largest church in the New York City area and maybe the largest church in North America. But I said, A.R., what he said, you know what reminds me of my childhood when I was growing up? He said, in a more racially segregated era,
mm-hmm.
you had actually better relationships in many communities with police because police walked the beats and they knew every kid that was on the block. And every kid on the block knew the cop that was on that block.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was when you started having the sniper shootings from the public housing projects at 20 and 30 floors up, they moved all the police back into the squad cars again. And so now you had, you know, less interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But a real truism of life is, it's hard to dislike someone that you're forced to be in a relationship with mm-hmm. for a long period of time. And I just think that everything that's been thrown out there by the whole grievance industry, from Mayor de Blasio to Sharpton to all the other guys, it's all been about, oh, we want a new law written and we need this and that. The truth is we're talking about the hearts of mankind,
mm-hmm.
and we need to have a greater understanding for one another and be able to move into a situation where we have more interaction with each other in the course of our lives. And I think if we did that, we would actually begin to see some improvement in mm-hmm. some of these areas where mm-hmm. doubts exist. And I think we already have, actually, in some ways.
And that was
the
point, in my mind, that was the point for this topic, which is, wouldn't it be better for somebody to try to mediate this whole thing and just basically say, okay, Mayor, let's sit down. Why don't you and the captain of the police department just shake hands and just say, hey, can we wipe the slate clean and
yeah.
try to find a way to...
And I don't think the mayor could afford to do that politically. I think there'd be too much to lose by the way of criticism that would come his way from, you know, the guys that we're
right.
talking about.
Right.
Anyway, more of your calls. Let's talk to Rick in Tampa, Florida, line three. Hi, Rick. Rick, go right ahead. We lost line three. Okay, line two, Ralph in Manhattan.
Kevin, Stephen, you know, I don't find anything wrong with the mayor's remarks, but they shouldn't have been said in public. He should have just turned to his son in private if that's what he felt, because let's face it, the cops aren't colorblind. You know, we want to fool ourselves and say that. It sounds wonderful, but that's not the case. And if you want to give his son that advice, He should have done that in the privacy of his own home. This whole statement just alienates. Now, the response that we're talking about, Stephen, you're exactly right. This is an extreme response by the NYPD. This only exacerbates the problem. This worsens everything. Doesn't solve anything. All we are at each other's throats all the time, never trying to solve the issue, just alienating each other.
Well said, Ralph. Coming right back.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's Baltimore. McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. And we're so glad that you're with us online at baldwinmccullough.com. And our phone number is 888-340-3373. Proudly underwritten by the good folks at MyPillow. In fact, we are so grateful to have MyPillow be part of the broadcast every single week. And when you use those promo codes that we keep telling you about, STVB for Stevie B or KMC for Kevin McCullough, you use either one of those all the way through Christmas, you're going to get 50% off everything in your shopping cart at MyPillow.com just because you used our initials, STVB for Stephen Baldwin or KMC for Kevin McCullough. Use either one of those, and you're going to get 50% off, whether you get the bed topper, which is like getting a brand new bed for, like, I don't know, one-tenth the price, or those pillows that literally will give you REM cycle sleep the very first night you get them. In fact, Stephen and I took a little business trip to Chicago this week, and I didn't pack my pillow.
But how long did I sleep last night?
15 hours he slept last night on his MyPillow.
I got two of them now.
Okay. You only need one, though.
I love the two of them.
But I forgot to pack it. And you can squeeze them up pretty small and fit them in bags. I didn't. And the night that we stayed in Chicago was just miserable. But last night, back home, had my head on a MyPillow. And guess what? I had dreams. REM cycle sleep, it's the most beautiful thing. And if you don't, if you're not getting the kind of quality sleep that you need to try it. In fact, you can try it for 60 days at no risk. Send it back. They'll give you your money back. No questions asked. And they'll warranty it for 10 years. You pop it in the washer dryer to keep it fluffed up and nice. 800-506-2641 is the number. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Or MyPillow.com. And then use in the promo code section either STVB or KMC, and you're going to get 50% off. I don't care if you see Mike Lindell selling MyPillows on TV or other places. You use our program code, okay?
That's right.
KMC or Stevie B. Don't use that other stuff. I see him all the time. You tell him you heard about it here, because we're the ones that are telling you it's the real deal. 506-2641, 800-506-2641. And our Merry Christmas gift to you, better sleep for 2015. How about that? All right, we're talking about the reaction of the New York Police Department. In reaction to Mayor de Blasio saying, well, in fact, here's a sample of what he said. Take a listen.
Dante for years about the dangers that he may face. Good young man, law-abiding young man, who never would think to do anything wrong. And yet, because of a history that still hangs over us, the dangers he may face, we've had to literally train him, as families have all over this city for decades.
Moron.
And how to take special care.
The danger
he has with the police officers who are there to protect him. And that painful sense of contradiction that our young people see first, that our police are here to protect us and we honor that, and at the same time, there's a history we have to overcome.
You're not honoring it. You just threw them under the bus.
And for so many of our families, there's a fear. So I've had to worry over the years. Shalane's had to worry. Was Dante safe each night? There are so many families in this city who feel that each and every night. Is my child safe? And not just from some of the painful reality of crime and violence in some of our neighborhoods, but they're safe from the very people they want to have faith in.
All right, that's enough. I can't take any more of that. That is absolute garbage. That's the first time I've heard the actual audio.
But that's unbelievable. Like, we've had to train him up in regard to the dangers
of the people that protect him,
of the police force.
Let me start with the beginning of his statement. If you train your child to do the right thing, they will not be in a position for the law enforcement to do the wrong thing to them. When he talks about people being out late at night and worrying about, why is their kid out late at night? Like, if you're talking about really young kids, not a young adult, that's a different issue. But let's just start with the premise that you start at home teaching your child to follow your rule.
But in his mind, that's not what's at issue.
No. What's at issue is
his
all of the constituents
black,
standing behind
right.
him who were of different color than he was that he was pandering to.
Right.
We're not going to solve this problem by not telling the truth to each other. We have to have honest conversation. And that was absurd. That's the first time I've heard the audio.
We had to train our son in regard to the reality of the dangers
of the people that protect him. Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
All right, let's take a call. Lillian is in Jersey City, New Jersey, listening on AM 970, The Answer, our flagship. Hi, Lillian. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Hi, how are you? That man, he should be run out of office. He's unbelievable. I wonder if he trained his son to be careful of other black youths that are probably going to be more apt to kill him than a cop. My son is a Jersey City police officer, and I also took offense to the last caller, Ralph, who called police, they're not colorblind. What does that mean? I don't understand where these people are coming from.
No, in Ralph's mind, Lillian, there must be this completely homogenous police force that's made up of all white people that somehow...
I'm talking about Ralph, not Ralph that calls from South Jersey. I'm talking about...
Right, the one from Manhattan. Yep.
He's an actor. You know, this is what happens. They're giving out all this information, this racist information, and it makes it hard for the average person to live in this world, let alone a police officer. My son comes home with the weirdest stories. I worry so much about him. You know, last night, fellas, I was not sleeping very well. I was switching around the dial on the radio. Come across the station. I won't say what they are. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But they announced that they are the all-black radio station. And the racism that was portrayed on that radio, it's that's why the youth are embedded with this nonsense that whites are no good, and especially police officers. And who called up on there knocking the police? That Ralph, the actor who just called up there. I mean, he ought to step on a gun one night and go out with my son and see how well he does. It's unbelievable what they're doing today. You know, it's just, well, it's all racism the opposite way around. It's just very sad.
Lillian, I'm sorry that you're dealing with that. We're taking your calls, and if you're in other parts of the country besides New York, this is not an irrelevant topic to you, because we're interested in knowing if your police department was faced with the same thing, would you want them to make the same pledge to say to a mayor who didn't support them, don't come to our funeral if we're killed in the line of duty? I think it's kind of a symbolic and kind of courageous statement that the NYPD has made. But what is your thought or opinion about it? 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com, and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live.
A little Merry Christmas.
I think we still got some callers.
Yeah, we do.
How many we got?
We got Steve on Staten Island. Steve, welcome. Yeah, you're on with Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good.
How you doing?
All right. I just have a few things I like to voice.
Go right ahead.
I was looking at the statistics as the black-white ratio of being killed by law enforcement across the United States, and you can Google it. There was 396 white people shot and killed by police officers and 176 by black officers, blacks by...
Wait, what was the number of whites?
396.
So less than half.
Yes. And 176 of African Americans. Let's put it politically correct for everybody on the air. Now, one thing they should do is people should teach their kids to respect the police officers.
That's exactly.
And when
you're
getting arrested, do not resist. Nobody likes to be handcuffed. I work as a volunteer with the police department in the city of New York, and I'm very into what's going on and everything. And I think the mayor's 100% wrong when he came out and said that he taught his son and spoke to his son and told his son that you got to be afraid of the cops and everything. And you got to do this way. And you got to watch out for this.
Well, here's the thing, Steve. Hold on. This may sound hypocritical on my part. I don't have a problem with I'm the father of an African-American son. I've talked with many of the black pastors that I work with very closely here in New York, and they've had similar conversations with their sons about if you're pulled over, be as friendly as and cooperative as possible. Do everything you can to answer any lawful questions lawfully. It's when you start getting belligerent and acting, you know, like you've got something to prove or an agenda or something else, that you're going to create problems.
That's the point I'm trying to make. That's a conversation that should have been private between him and his son, and it should have been blasted across the media.
Yeah.
Okay? I have an uncle who was shot and killed at the age of 47 because his wife left with their children to bring them back to their house, and he thought that there was a problem in the driveway. He came out to be a good Samaritan, and he got shot between the eyes and was shot dead by three African Americans. They got involuntary manslaughter because they didn't mean to shoot them. They got 3 to 5, and they were off with 18 months. Now, we didn't go out and march about that, about the unjust that was done. You know, we have one of the best systems, legal systems, there is in the United States.
No, there's no doubt about it, Steve. Thank you for the call. In fact, it is the best system in the world, and we're glad to be here. Steven, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.